Hey guys, what is up? My name is Lucas, and we are back with MGM Marketabilities Podcast, where we talk about everything marketing so that you can learn, develop, and launch your own business, or maybe help with any, maybe you've already done all that. Maybe you've learned and developed and already launched your business, but you just need help just making it scaling, bigger, more marketing, whatever, new ideas, fresh ideas. Well, that's what we're here for. And by we, I mean, it's just me today. And we're going to talk about something really, really cool that I have discovered works really, really well in any marketing capacity, whether it's a business that sells fidget spinners or whether it is a business that sells plumbing or electricity. You know what I mean? Like, it just doesn't, this is a whole part of the thing. So, but first, I just want to thank you guys for watching. And if you guys can, please like and subscribe and share this content with anybody who you think needs it, whether it's a business owner, whether it's a marketing representative for a company that you know of, just anybody, because we just want to help people. We genuinely just care about helping, and we care about furthering the message so people can have better marketing, you know, because there's a lot of bad marketing out there, and that sucks. And we don't like to see that. We don't like to see that. And we like to help people. So, and if you guys are interested, we'd love to work with you. Just, you know, send us a message on Instagram and we will get back to you. Or you can email Angie@spielon.com. All right, now into the episode. So we're going to talk about three things that can catalyze your marketing. Catalyze, is that the right word? I don't know. Anyways, it's going to make your marketing better. So today we are talking about three words, okay? Relatability, admiration, and inspiration, okay? And how you need to add all of these things into your marketing somewhere. Doesn't have to be every single post or every single thing that you create, but it has to be somewhere. You have to create some type of relatability, some type of admiration, and some type of inspiration, okay? And why would that help your marketing? Like, shouldn't you just show people, you know, what you can do and then they'll just hire you? Some will, maybe. But if you want forever customers, people who keep coming back, to you for your exact service or your exact marketing or your exact product or whatever it is that you do. I mean, just whatever, like if you want people coming back, which we all do, we all want retainer business. We all want people to keep spending money with us rather than someone else, right? Like, that's a common thing that we would want as a business owner or anybody in that realm. Here's why you need it. Okay. So let's start with relatability. So relatability, is basically you coming down to your potential customer's level, okay? So they have an issue. Maybe you dealt with that exact same issue, so you can speak to it exactly, because sometimes the best people to sell to were the person that you were like 5 years ago, so or 10 years ago, whatever it is. And so you need to come down to their level and be like, hey, I know that this is not working out. I know that I've been there, you know, and that, you know, this sucks, because people want to feel seen and heard. They want people to understand how they're feeling in that moment. They want people to understand that this is a struggle or that this is not working out and things need to change, but I don't know what to change. And so you need to come down to that level and talk to them, literally talk into a camera like this and say, hey, I know what you're going through. I went through the same thing, or, hey, I know that sucks. Relate to them, show them that you care, you know, have some empathy through the camera, if that's possible. And people are going to start to feel like you're listening almost, right? Or that like you're like reading their mind. Sometimes we see in some of our clients that we make content for, we'll make a piece of content and they'll be like, wow, you were like basically reading my mind with that piece of content. This is exactly what I needed or what I needed. This is the exact company I needed to find for this product or whatever service or whatever. So relate to people. Do whatever you can to relate to the person you're trying to sell to. Show them that you actually understand the position that they're in and that you're actually trying to help them. Because that's going to go way further than you just blasting your product or service in their face. Okay. So number two is admiration. Okay. So we want people to admire you. Okay. And I'm not talking about like they need to be, obsessed with you or anything. They just need to have some admiration for where you've come, and now how, like where you are today. So to explain this better, it's like it going back to the relatability part is that you need to show them that, hey, I've gotten from this point A where they're at, and now I'm at point B because of this. And these are the struggles that I went through, and just show them that you've been through the trenches, that you've done the thing, that you've invented this thing, or you've gotten really good at one thing, at this thing, and then you're now offering that as help, as in, you know, for other people as a business. Because people will have some admiration for you if you just honest. Like, people don't like perfect people. They really don't. They don't want to see perfect people. There's no relatability because no one's perfect. So they want to admire you, but they'll only admire you if they see the parts of you that were not good, which goes back to the relatability part. Okay. So show people where you've come, how far you've come, how good you've gotten. It's okay. You're not being boastful or egotistical. You're trying to show them from point A to point B, which will then lead into the last one, which is inspiration. So you want to be inspiring. You want to inspire people. And so sometimes that means you need to share your vision for the future and maybe share some of your goals for the future within just on your business page. Seems crazy, but, and I don't mean you need to like share revenue goals. Maybe that'll work for your business. Maybe it won't. But like if you're like a plumbing company or something like that, think about like sharing like, hey, I want to work with over 100 different households this year. You know, redoing this certain kind of plumbing. I don't know, or something like that. Like, I just want to serve this many. This is my goal, to serve this many households this year. And whatever that goal is to you and whatever it can mean to your customers is going to be inspiring, because people are going to feel inspired by you wanting to push forward, by you wanting to expand, by you wanting to, open up your business, take on more. And that's going to be inspiring. And so even if people... like they don't even need a plumber or something like that, but they see that post, they're going to be like, oh, that's really inspiring. And then they're going to feel good because they're going to feel inspired to do whatever they need to do. And then I'm going to guess that if they ever need a plumber, they're going to think about the guy or the girl that inspired them on a random post about their story. I mean, come on, wouldn't you? Like, there are certain people in my life who have inspired me so much that I would rather pay them for their thing. I don't even know how good they are compared to other people. You know, like I have a plumber. The reason I use this example, because I have a plumber friend who was working as a plumber and in another company, and he hated it. He didn't like the way things were ran. And then he decided to go out and get his own license and everything. And the whole licensing thing for plumbers is really complex. I don't understand it. So if I'm butchering it, I'm sorry. But he went out and he failed the test the first time and then took it the second time and passed. And that's the struggle. Like, that's the relatability of like, hey, I was kind of dumb and now I'm here. So that's... And then now he has these vision of like hiring a bunch of employees, and he owns his own business now and it's thriving. So like, that's what I'm talking about. You got to share some of that stuff because people want to hear about that kind of stuff. They want to support you in any way that they can, whether it be just using you for your product and service or just saying, hey, you're doing a great job. Keep it up. We love hearing about your journey. People love hearing about the journey. That's why, I mean, think about any movie that you've ever seen. Like Harry Potter, Star Wars, all the big ones, right? It's a journey. It's something about the journey, about the struggle in the middle that people love. People love those kinds of stories. And so if you can squeeze in about your story, the relatability, the admiration, and the inspiration, people are gonna know, like, and trust you, which is ultimately what it takes for people to do business with you. is they want to know they're in safe hands. They want to know that you're a good person. They want to know that you've been through some stuff, good or bad. They want to know that you're just a person and that you're just trying to do your best job. And honestly, that's probably better marketing material than most, than trying to be sly with some words. So just be honest, be vulnerable, share your story. It's going to help and inspire people to either do their own thing or use you as your business. It does. I mean, either way, you're bettering the world. So I don't see it as a loss of any kind. That's it. I know it's a short podcast. I mean, most of mine when I'm by myself are pretty short. So yeah. Love you guys. Like, subscribe, send us a message. Bye.